Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, March 27th. Thank you so much for being here with us this half hour. Just for you guys who are up early with us, it's a struggle, but we're all here together. Thank you guys for being a part of the morning. How's it going?
Not bad. I'm not a billionaire. I bought some lottery tickets last night, and I checked last night about 8:45 or so, and I'm not America's newest billionaire.
I haven't checked the ticket you bought me, which I owe you $20, but I do know I don't live in New Jersey, and that's where the winning ticket was purchased.
Oh, was
it
really?
I didn't even bother to look. I was like, oh, well, it's not me. I mean, I will check because you can still win money, but you're not going to win the big jackpot. Yeah, the winning ticket was sold in New Jersey, so I saw that this morning. I was like, okay.
Well, we're all out.
I still owe JC $20 because he got me a ticket.
No rush.
So thank you
that.
I appreciate it.
No rush at all. I thought maybe one of us might be a billionaire this morning. Darn it. Well, good. Congratulations to whoever bought that ticket in New Jersey.
What would have been the situation, though, say, because you sent me a picture of my ticket.
Yeah.
So let's say I did have the winning ticket that you purchased. I haven't paid you the $20 yet for it. What do you do? What is the moral dilemma? I mean, do you still give it to me knowing that, well, technically it's still mine because she hasn't given me $20. So do you keep it and just say, sorry, even though I already know that's my ticket because you sent me a picture
of
it?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
What do you do in that situation?
Ooh, that is a tricky situation. Huh. Well, I would definitely make the ticket as secure. Would you come over immediately? Would you like drive to my house right away?
No, I know I'm not allowed there. I know better than that.
Even for $1 billion.
I know I'm not invited.
Sorry, ma'am. You're on the list. Not allowed.
I learned that a long time ago.
I don't know. I would give you the ticket. Maybe make you sign a contract so you can give me 10% once you get the money or something. No, I
make me sign a contract.
Because one of our coworkers, they said, can you give me a ticket? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I get 10%. They're like, fine. And I was thinking, if they won that and they came to get the ticket, who's to say they're going to give you the 10% or not? They could just leave town. You never know.
Well, 10% after taxes?
Yeah, yeah. 10% was all settled and said no.
Yeah, I would be cool with that. I mean, truth be told, I probably would have offered you more. So I'm kind of glad
I went low. Darn it.
I'm like, only 10%? I thought we would probably go halvesies on it because you went and got it. So I would have been like, all right, let's just split this, you know, after taxes. You get your half, I get my half. But 10%, that's cool by me. I'm good with that.
But I do think that's probably been a situation where someone goes and buys tickets and someone won something, maybe not $1 billion, but they won some money and the person has the ticket. And like, okay. And they get greedy and decide to keep the ticket and try to collect the money.
I just feel like that's going to come back and haunt you. It's going to make your life one of those lives where, you know, your karma will come back miserable. And then same on the person who, like in my situation, if I were like, nope, you don't get any of it. Here's your $20. It will come back and get me. You know, it just has a way of working out. So things happened the way they were supposed to happen. Nobody won from our group.
No one won. Darn it. That's right. It's fun. And that's part of the fun of doing doing it is, you know, you spend a couple bucks and you run through your mind what you do with the money and look to see if you want. And that's, it was $20 worth of fun is what you spent. And I did the same thing. I bought $20 worth of tickets last night and it was $20 worth of fun last night.
Well, you know, that person in New Jersey's got a lot to go, a lot to deal with today. And that's a state where you can remain anonymous.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So you don't have to come forward and say you were the person who won. And I would definitely, I don't know what the rules are when you buy them in California, but I wouldn't come forward if I wasn't required to. I would be quiet about it.
So many people would come out of the woodwork, reach out to you, try to get some money. And I was talking to a lot of people. So I was in Arizona, last stop in Arizona, where it was last night for Channel 8, covering people buying the tickets. And talking to a lot of people who were buying $10, $20 worth of tickets like us. But there was one guy that had a whole office pool, came down from Vegas, and he had $500 worth of tickets he was buying last night.
Oh, man.
And part of me was thinking like, man, the odds of you guys winning is so small. It's a lot of money to put in there.
You have 500.
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
Turn around right now and go back the next day and give your buddies their money back. But, you know, they wanted, I guess, better odds to try to win.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you can't win if you don't play.
Yep.
So I totally get it. But back to those small, petty jackpots of, like, what, $3 million? Who cares about that kind of money?
Well, the Powerball tonight is for 800 and something million,
I think. One's still growing. Yeah. So, yeah, it's none of us were winners, guys. It's okay, though. So it was a good time while it lasted.
Life was good yesterday before I was a billionaire. Life is going to be good again today.
Absolutely. And we're super happy that you guys are joining us. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Low by Cracker? Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Or do you want to hear Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield? Choices. You can get your votes in right now. A couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now, and we'll reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to
want to
hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. Did you just sort of stumble into your career? You just kind of wound up there, and it was a weird story on how you did. If so, you're not alone. Wait until you hear how one guy went from one field to something completely different, all because of a microwave. We're going to explain that to you coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and by one vote, Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
.1 always live on the Odyssey app. Sometimes you just fall into a profession where you did not intend to be there, but as a crazy turn of events, you end up there. And it sounds like that's what happened for the guy you met.
Yeah, over the weekend, I was at Macy's Men at the fashion show mall, and the guy that was helping me was just super nice, really nice guy, and we're talking, and at one point I asked him, like, oh, how long have you been working here? And he's been there for 3 months, and he goes on to tell me that he loves working at Macy's Men, and he's like, this fashion industry is so fascinating. I love my new job. And he goes on to tell me that prior to working at Macy's Men, he was a diesel mechanic. I'm like, well, that's a jump from diesel mechanic to Macy's Men. How'd that happen? He was shopping back in November. He's at a store. I'm not going to mention the store, but he's walking down the aisle and someone is restocking the shelves, restocking microwaves. And the person restocking the microwaves lost control of the microwave and dropped it, and it landed on this guy's shoulder, and he had to have surgery. And because of that surgery, he can't fully move his right arm right now. He will be able to, but he wasn't able to go back and work on diesel trucks. So he had to find another job, and there was an opening at Macy's Men, and he took it, just as he said, just to get some money to pay some bills and stuff, but has now fallen in love with the fashion industry and is going to stay in that industry instead of going back to a diesel mechanic once he has the opportunity to.
It's like all because of a microwave. What changed it all.
Isn't that nuts? Someone's restocking a microwave. The guy starts to lose, you know, his balance. The microwave falls, hits this guy. He's taken out, has surgery, but now is finding a new passion in his life all because of that microwave.
Has anyone else had that happen where you just ended up in a completely different profession because of a weird turn of events? Something odd happened and you were, maybe it was one of those right place at the right time kind of situations, and now you're doing something that you never set out to do. 702-364-9400.
What about for you? For how'd you step into radio? Was it you walked in and applied for a job, or how did you end up getting your first job inside of a radio station?
Well, I look back now and I feel like all the signs were there, but I never picked up on them. As a kid, I was always obsessed with the radio. I always listened to the radio. I would sit there. They'd do like top 20 countdowns, and I would sit there with my notebook and write down what all the songs were. And if I missed one, I'd call the DJ. I'd be like, what was number 7? And like write that down. So all the signs were there. I always loved music. I always loved the radio. But my goal was to be a pharmacist. And that was even my goal. It was my dad's goal for me. And so I was going to school to be a pharmacist. I had just started college, and the science thing was not for me. It just wasn't for me. I didn't have the mind for it. It wasn't. So I was struggling. I had a couple of like biology classes I was doing well in, but it was a struggle, and my grades were not what I was used to getting. I mean, I graduated with honors from high school, and here I am in college. I can't do anything. And I went to my advisor, and they're like, have you thought of maybe dropping one of these science classes, taking something else just for fun? So I took a public speaking class. Long story short, I needed to do an internship for communications, which was the major in public speaking. And I asked a radio station if I could come an intern. And that's just kind of how I got into it. It was very weird. So if I wasn't bad at science, I wouldn't have gotten into radio.
Did you call that radio station? Like, do you have any openings? Like, yeah, come on down.
Yeah, it was the nighttime DJ. And I was like, hi, do you want to hire me? He's like, sure, come on down.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning.
Show number
2028.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, March 27th. Just ahead here of 6 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's so great to have you here. A lot coming up on the show this morning. We'll get to that in just a second. I was just reading this story, though. Have you ever accidentally been served alcohol as like a child, or maybe you had access to it and you didn't realize it was alcoholic? There's this Michigan family, and they went to the Outback Steakhouse, and they ended up dealing with their kid's hangover. The family ordered drinks, and their son, who they say is a preteen, so I'm guessing he's like 11, 12 years old, he ordered a virgin daiquiri.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it comes to the table. He takes two big gulps. He realizes this tastes weird. He starts getting a headache. His heart starts racing. The family check with the waiter and discovered that the bartender made a regular drink with rum in it.
Oh, gosh.
Drinking it. They took him to the hospital just as a precaution. He checked out. He was released. But he woke up with his very first hangover. And now the whole staff there has to get retrained.
You got to be careful with that stuff. Absolutely. Have you been in that situation?
When I was little, when my parents would have parties, I just remember I don't know what brand of beer it was, but it came in a brown bottle. I guess most beers come in a brown bottle, right? Except for Heineken. But I remember like my parents would have a party and there would be brown bottles on like the coffee table from their friends. And as people would leave and I'd be like running around and stuff, I'd grab one and I would just take it and I'd drink out of it. And I was like, it doesn't taste good. But I just thought it looked cool that I was drinking out of a bottle like all the adults. And my mom would would come in and be like, what are you doing? That's beer. And I had no idea. But I would drink out of the leftover beer bottles when my parents would have
stuff.
People.
Oh.
Yes, when they would come over.
Looking back, were you getting a buzz? Or was it just a tiny little taste that there was hardly anything in there to affect you?
And I wasn't like sitting there on the couch with like a cigarette or anything.
That's what I envisioned.
No.
What's up, Mom?
I was like, oh, yeah, let me tell you about my week. No, it was just like a little sips. And honestly, like when I would taste it, it was so bitter to me that I didn't really want to drink anymore. So I would more do the motion of drinking out of the bottle.
Yeah.
But that was kind of my first accidental exposure. Did anyone else have an accidental exposure as a kid? 702-364-9400. That ever happened to you?
It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my cousin Brian. And I was not there, but as the urban legend goes, my aunt was having a party and there was some kind of fruit punch. Obviously, it was spiked and he got into the fruit punch accidentally and he got real sick. But still to this day, just knowing how Brian was, part of me thinks that he knew what he was getting into. I was 12 or so at the time, so he was a year or two older, so he was 13 or 14. So part of me thinks that the narrative is that he didn't know it was spiked punch and he was drinking it and he got drunk and the whole thing. But looking back, I'm like, I wonder if he knew what it was and just wanted to try alcohol and just kind of overdid himself.
Yeah, that could be it. Did you ever see this was definitely before our time where they would have dances and there would be like a bowl of punch at the dance and like someone would go in and spike it.
So important. Yes. Uh-huh.
We never had punch at my dances. Like that was, I don't know. That was just, I see that. I'm like, I've never seen that ever have one.
With like the ladle you would scoop out the, yes.
But anyway,
they did it in my aunt's house.
Yeah, maybe that was what happened there.
Did I tell you my aunt's house was a comedy from 1982?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, my first dance, I'm like, oh, where's the punch bowl? They're like, what are you talking about? we don't do
that. Mercedes had her flask ready to go.
Yeah, I snuck out something from my dad's liquor cabinet.
That is such a 1980s movie thing.
It is. I'm sorry. That was, I didn't get to experience that.
No, not at all. Hey, we've got a lot coming up here on the show, including those tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake. That's going to happen right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. And we also have a huge concert announcement coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with tickets to that concert this morning. But up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Is the star of The Bear about to take on the boss? Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jeremy Allen White and Bruce Springsteen are trending this morning. So the star that's known for his work on shows like Shameless and The Bear may now be transitioning to the boss. Deadline's reporting that he is the top choice to play Bruce Springsteen in an upcoming movie. Bruised and battered, I couldn't. Now, the movie is called Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's a narrative feature about the making of his album, Nebraska. Now, did you ever, you know that, the way you say that, it didn't sound very happy.
It's not his, Nebraska came out right before Born in the USA.
Right.
And do we have some Nebraska hooks here to hear it?
Well, yeah, let me give people like a little backstory on Nebraska. So the album was a collection of 10 songs he recorded on a 4-track cassette recorder in a bedroom of his rented farmhouse in Nebraska over 40 years ago. The songs were recorded during what was like a really dark time in his life. He was on the rise to success, and he was wondering why that success just made him feel so alienated. And Bruce Springsteen considers that album his masterpiece album. And he says that's the album that truly represents him. So here's the song Nebraska from the album Nebraska.
From the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 14 on my leg.
It's like a darker sound. This song's called Open All Night. All recorded in this bedroom. This one is called Johnny 99. Down in the part of town where we hit a red light, you don't
stop. Johnny's waving his gun.
So there's a book about this story, and it was published last year. So the talks are underway to make the movie. Sources say negotiations haven't yet started with Jeremy Allen White, but shooting would fall after he finishes season 4 of The Bear in June.
I think he'd be a great person to play the role of Bruce Springsteen. I can see that. And he's a fantastic actor. Just personally, when it comes to Bruce's music, the stuff that I fell in love with and know is all that stuff from Born in the USA. And this is when he was, you know, he had reached that fame, and, you know, the heights of his career was from this album.
Well, they say that it was the album before Nebraska that really put him on the trajectory.
Okay, like, and this then, is the one that put Born in the USA.
He just kind of exploded. But yeah, he considers that one his masterpiece work, really.
Yeah, I think he was going to have the whole band recorded, but just ended up releasing it as we just played it, those snippets and stuff. So yeah, it's a legendary album. Just personal preference, I'd rather see Clarence Clemons and the whole band doing the whole thing with Born in the USA. But either way, I think I would watch it because I love Bruce Springsteen, and I think Jeremy Allen White is a fantastic actor.
Well, I kind of want to know, like, where he was at, what he was feeling. I do have to say, I mean, yeah, we all know him for, like, the Dancings in the Dark and stuff like that, but I kind of like the darker sound. There's like a Johnny Cash kind of quality to it,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. I've never heard him that way before. I didn't even know about this album. I'm not the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan, but does he ever play this stuff in his concerts? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Really interesting. Yeah,
I'm sure he does.
I think Jeremy Allen White would absolutely kill it as Bruce Springsteen. I think, like, they were showing side-by-side photos of them, and I'm like, yeah, I can see it. I can definitely see him playing that role. I think he'd be
great. It's a great casting. It's a perfect casting.
I don't know. We'll see if that happens. Can he sing? Do we know?
Oh.
Can Jeremy Allen White actually sing, or is it just going to be all lip syncing?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, coming up about 1 hour from right now, next hour, 7 o'clock hour, there's tickets for you to see Justin Timberlake. Those are yours when you conquered the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes 1, in the morning.
2, 3.
So no one on the show won the lottery last night. There's no billionaires here at Mix 94.1. But I do know that you were at the Vegas Thrill game last night. How was the game last night?
The game was fantastic. Unfortunately, the ladies lost. But, man, they fought to the very end. They lost 3-1. First set, they lost. Second set, they won. Third set, they lost. And then that fourth set, like, to make it go to 5. I think it was like 29-27. Like, it was insane. Back and forth. And we thought they almost had it and they ended up losing. But it was so cool because if you were there last night, you know, it was girl dad night. And we had the best time there with all the girls with their dads. A lot of Taylor Swift was played. Friendship bracelets were exchanged. We had the really cute, such a cute lip sync contest where it was like dads and daughters.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Going up against each other. And it was just, I don't know. I'm watching them, and my daughters were there too with my husband in the stand. And I don't know. There's just something so heartwarming about the father-daughter relationship. It's just, it was so special last night.
Do you have that moment, or is there, for maybe for your daughters in the future, when they hear Taylor Swift, they'll think of Matt and these moments like this. Is there that moment for you and your father?
I think that I have such fond memories with my dad, and I you know, definitely had challenging moments too. He and I, we're both Tauruses, so we would constantly, like, battle. But I think that when I grew up, I really saw, like, the sacrifices he made. And it sucks that it takes you a while to see that, mm-hmm. as a kid. And when I grew up, I really saw that he really did only want the best for me. At the time, I thought, oh, man, he's just trying to keep me from doing what I want to do. But now I look back and I'm like, oh, man, what I would do to be able to be in a lip sync battle with
right?
Taylor
Swift. Oh.
So it was just so sweet. Such a good time last night. If you were there, you know. And I loved it. I loved You dads are awesome. It was so great to see you with your girls.
And then the next Vegas Thrill game is Saturday. I believe they travel to Omaha this coming up weekend.
Yeah, they're gone until, I think, April 8th. But someone just texted, have the Thrill won any games? I feel every time JC asks you, you say they lost. They've won. Yeah, they have. They're tied for fifth place in the league right now. But
they've won five on the season. They're 5-9.
Unfortunately, when JC asks me, they lose. Can you ask me when they win, please?
I ask you every day after every game. They've won 5 on the season. They're so close to punching things through.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Yeah,
you've heard.
Because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
It is time for two truths and one lie. We want to know if you can tell who the liar is here on this show. We've randomly drawn who is telling you the truth about something and who is lying. There is one liar, and we want to know at 702-364-9400 if you can tell who that is. JC, you are up first this week.
All right. Over the weekend, Saturday to be exact, I had lunch with Eric Estrada from Chips. He was out at the Injured Police Officer Fund's car show, making an appearance, and I'm friends with the organizers. And afterwards, they were grabbing lunch, they invited me, and I tagged along. So I had lunch with Eric Estrada on Saturday.
Very nice. Cool. Okay, Steph?
I went to a listening party for Teyana Taylor back in 2018, and I took a selfie with Kim Kardashian.
What? Star studded today.
Hello.
Okay, my turn. I, as a child, could eat an entire watermelon in one sitting.
Oof.
An entire thing. That was like the running joke. Like, here, let's go buy a watermelon for Mertz. She'll eat it.
She'll go to town.
All right. Who is telling the truth and who is lying? 702-364-9400. To recap, JC?
I had lunch with Eric Estrada from Chips this past Saturday.
I went to a listening party for Teyana Taylor back in 2018 and took a selfie with Kim Kardashian.
And when I was younger, I could eat an entire watermelon in one sitting. Who is telling the truth and who is lying? 702-364-9400 will reveal the liar coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is two truths and one lie here on Mix 94.1. Two of us are telling you the truth about something and one of us is lying. If you missed it, let's go around and give you our statements for today, JC.
Over the weekend, I had lunch with Eric Estrada from Chips.
Went to a listening party back in 2018, took a selfie with Kim Kardashian.
And I, as a child, could eat an entire watermelon in one sitting. Who is telling the truth and who is the liar? Daniel, good morning. Who do you think the liar is and why?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Steph. You know, I can always tell when my wife is lying. And I just get that vibe that she's lying right now. Just an innocent lie that my wife would give, yeah.
Oh, she's giving that wife vibe liar thing going on there. I like that, Daniel. There's something to be said about that, you know, that just that intuition that you get. Let's talk to Billy. Billy, good morning. Who's the liar?
I'm going to say it's you, Mercedes.
You don't think I could eat an entire watermelon as a child?
Well, an entire watermelon would consist of seeds and rind, and I just can't see you eat that.
Well, okay, that's not what I meant. I meant like all the red stuff.
That's what you said, my love.
But that's what I meant. All
I like
the red
your thinking,
stuff.
Billy.
Billy, I see what you're doing there.
I see what you're doing there.
I just see her said,
I guess I should have said, minus the seeds and the resin. That's what I meant.
I hear where you're coming from.
looking at the text line here, this one says, I am saying JC is lying, just going with my gut. This text says, Steph is lying, would have heard about it sooner. Mercedes and JC are telling the truth. So easy to eat a watermelon in one sitting, made of mostly water and so yummy. Reason says that he thinks I am lying. Declan and Ashley think it's JC. And then this one says, Mercedes is telling the truth because I did that also as a kid. All right. Let's do the reveal. Truth teller number one. It's me. That was my favorite thing, minus the resin and the seeds. Okay, I guess I should have said that. But yeah, that was the running joke in my family. Like, I didn't want to eat anything except for watermelon until the day I threw up after eating it, and I never wanted
it. And that was it.
That was it. That was the end for me.
You just sit down and go to town, and they would you slice it up or just
My mom would slice it for me, and then I'd go back and say more, and then she'd give me more, and she'd be like, you ate that whole watermelon.
Until the day you literally got sick of it.
I literally got sick. All right, truth teller number two.
It's me. I took a picture with Kim Kardashian back in 2018. I'm actually going to post the pictures on our Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning. I was at that listening party, and Kim and Kanye were there, and they came in with their posse, and I was able to get up close. Okay, but the selfie is just of me and, like, her right next to me. It's not like, hey, let's take a picture. So you can see the photos. I just sent it to you guys.
She's just in the background?
Gosh. She's just in the background, but she's literally right next to me.
That is hilarious.
Did you guys get it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's the selfies of you with her standing next to you.
Yeah, but we're together in the selfie.
Hey, it counts.
It does.
Exactly.
And Eric Estrada was at that car show. I did not have lunch with him. The line, I didn't even meet the guy. The line was so long to meet Eric Estrada, but he was out there, but no lunch was had.
Aw, too bad.
Next time, Eric Estrada, next time. Hey, 7:30, those tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, if you were hoping to be the next millionaire out there, I'm sorry. Unless you live in New Jersey, you did not win the Mega Millions jackpot last night. New Jersey has a new actual billionaire. Someone from the Garden State was lucky enough to have the winning ticket for last night's Mega Millions lottery. The jackpot was $1.13 billion. About 13 people also became millionaires by winning the lesser prizes. Lottery players are now turning their attention to the Powerball jackpot, which will be worth an estimated $865 million in tonight's drawing.
Steph, I know you looked at your tickets, and you had how many numbers on one of them?
I had two numbers on one of them. I had the mega number, is that what they call it?
The mega ball number?
Mega ball number. Yeah. I had number four.
I think you get money for that.
I do.
Yeah.
And then I got a second number in that same row, which was 11, which means I get $4, baby.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's something.
Steph's out of here.
See you later. It was nice knowing you.
Later, losers.
Did you check yours? Did you get
any
numbers?
No, I haven't checked mine yet. I definitely... don't have the mega ball number. I saw that. There's no four on there, but... Oh, no, I do!
You do?
Oh, yeah, look at that. Row G, look at that. I got a quick pick. I wonder if I got any more. Yeah. It didn't work out this time, but you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah, we were saying earlier, to me, it's just part of the fun. I'm thinking, what'd you do with that money? The excitement as you check out the numbers and look at your little card. There's nothing wrong with putting a couple bucks down to see if you become a billionaire.
Exactly. All right, think about your parenting if you have kids versus your parents' parenting. Do you think you're a better or a worse parent than your parents? They did this survey asking millennial parents if they think they're currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them. And 73% say yes, doing a better job. 88% say their parenting style is completely different than what their own parents did. So what is it? What's the difference here? I guess there's like four parenting strategies that people use that most of our parents did not use. One was the whole gentle parenting thing, which I'm really torn on. Sometimes I think that creates monsters. That's the style where you kind of guide your child through the decision-making process. And you don't set the rules. You just kind of let them do their thing. Then there's where we get advice. 24% of people have gotten parenting advice from social media. That's where they look for their parenting advice. And, you know, other than that, it hasn't really changed much. It's the fifth most trusted source for advice behind family, other parents, friends, and parenting books. We're more like open about our mental health, or just about mental health in general, than our parents were. They say 80% of parents now think discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are important. Didn't have any mental health discussions with my parents. Did you?
No, I was talking to my parents about that, about a couple things looking back at my childhood. I'm like, why didn't you address that? Like, that wasn't a thing back then. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, looking back, certain things that came up with being bullied or just some stuff that I was dealing with and was not addressed, was kind of swept under the carpet. My mom's like, it was a different time. We didn't talk about those things back then.
Yeah. And then the last thing that is different now, as far as parenting goes, is just being present with your kid. They say that 80% of millennial parents claim they always try to prioritize their kids over work, and 77% think they're more present with their children than their own parents were, which really surprised me, because I feel like that phone takes a lot away from parenting. Whether we want to admit it or not, there's times, you know, I'm sitting there scrolling on the phone and then I'm like, oh wait, what did you say something to me? And so, you know, I don't want to admit it, but I think my parents were a little more present sometimes than I am, just being totally honest.
Do you think overall, because yeah, I'm sure there's issues and stuff happens that I don't see and hear about, but yeah, I mean, you've raised two beautiful girls, young ladies. Do you think you've done a better job as a parent than your parents did with you?
That's hard to say. I feel in some aspects, yes. In others, like I really question myself. Like they get mad at me a lot, and I got mad at my parents, but it seems like they get mad at me a lot, and I don't know if it's just like the teenage phase or what, but I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, you're mad. What can I do?
I'm the parent, you're the kid. Yeah, so like, deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, coming up here next hour, right around 7:15, we've got a big concert announcement for you, and we also have those tickets to that concert. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Have you ever moved into a new home and discovered something kind of odd? What was it? 702-364-9400. Our friends, they just bought a new home, like a new old home. It's like on the west side of town, Sahara and Buffalo kind of area. And they were doing like the final walkthroughs and everything, and they're with the realtor, and the realtor noticed something on, like, there's this gigantic mirror in the bedroom, the way it was explained to me. And she noticed like part of it was like kind of sticking out weird on one side. So she went over to kind of feel it, and they pulled it. It ended up moving and it opened, and there's a secret room in there that they didn't even realize.
Whoa.
Like a whole secret room. Now, she said it seems like more of like a storage/closet space.
Yeah, but still, to find something like that is cool.
They didn't even know that it was there. And I was like, oh, was there anything in the secret room? She's like, no, it was completely empty. But it was just weird. Like, they're walking through, and it was the real estate agent that kind of noticed something was off on the mirror, and she goes and she kind of jiggles it, and then she pulls it towards her. She's like, oh my gosh. And they all look in like, whoa, there was a secret room in their brand new house.
It's like a speakeasy.
Yeah,
tap on the mirror
that's
twice.
Exactly what it kind of is like.
Bonus too. Now they have more space in the new home that they didn't know about. An extra closet, extra room.
I asked them, like, well, it's behind a mirror. It's not like a two-way mirror or anything. No, there's wood behind it. Like, you can't see
that
out.
That would be freaky.
Okay. I was like about to have a heart attack. I'm like, oh, that's really creepy. But did you ever move in somewhere and you found something? Maybe it was creepy. Maybe it was one of those things are like, what were the people living here before us doing? What did you find? 702-364-9400.
In our house that we're in now, we moved into it in 2010, and we first moved in as renters, and then we bought it from the owner like in 2015. But when we first moved in, and it was such a tiny little thing, but it raised concern for me. And it was upstairs. Our laundry room is upstairs next to the primary bedroom. And I remember opening up the cabinets above the washer and dryer, and there were two big bottles of Raid, Wasp, and Hornet spray.
Ooh.
So I'm like, was there an issue in this house?
Obviously.
With wasp and hornets upstairs by the primary bedroom or in the attic or something, that the prior person living there felt the need to keep those bottles inside upstairs if needed. So I was all paranoid that maybe once the weather started to warm up, there's going to be a problem with bees or hornets or something. And thankfully never saw them. But seeing those things, I'm like, oh, why are they here? Was there an issue in this house that they didn't tell us about?
That would terrify me. That is truly scary. We did our whole home remodel, the downstairs, during COVID it happened. And so they basically tore down everything, the walls, just every, we redid our stairs, and we discovered something when they were redoing our stairs. So they took everything apart, and underneath the stairs, there's nothing underneath there, but they discovered all this trash in there. There was like an empty milk jug. There was like wrappers from candy bars, chips. So that means that when they were constructing the house, that the people that were constructing it left their trash purposely in our home. And so there was nothing that smelled or anything. It was all just like wrappers and empty containers. I actually think it was like not a milk jug, but like a water jug. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what the heck? Why would you leave that in there? That's so rude. Do home builders, be honest, if you build homes, do you like, I'm just going to leave this here because they're never going to know it's here in the wall. I was so upset when I saw that. I'm like, they left trash in our home.
they had the munchies too. Left candy bar wrappers and everything else.
It was like Snickers, Doritos. I'm like, man.
It's a 7-Eleven inside your stairs. Hey, in 2 minutes, we have a big concert announcement for you. And plus, we have tickets to that big concert. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. And are you ready for a major concert announcement? This is a good one. Announcing a massive global headlining tour and coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena on Saturday, August 31st, is 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots, the Clancy World Tour, coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And we have your tickets right now. Caller 20, do you want to go see them? These are literally win them before you can buy them tickets. They don't go on sale until Friday, April 5th, but we have them for you right now. 21 Pilots, I'm so stoked. They have a brand new song. It's so good. It's called Overcompensate.
Oh, there it is. Hold on.
It's so good. This is going to be a huge show. So caller 20, right now, you're going to get these tickets. Win them before you can buy them to see 21 Pilots in August. 702-364-9400.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Congratulations to Linda, who just won those tickets to go see 21 Pilots. They'll be here in August over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And we've got your tickets to go see Justin Timberlake coming up in about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minutes.
Yeah, you know, speaking of concerts, yesterday there was a concert announcement that I don't know, I had a childhood flashbacks that these groups were coming to town. It's the Queens of R&B tour with Xscape. And SWV. I died. I was like, oh my gosh, I love them. And then put that on top of the fact that last week I got to interview Jodeci. They have a residency at the House of Blues. This has been a great week for me and the inner slow jams of the 90s fan that I am. It's really inspiring me to create like a 90s slow jam playlist. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is such an underrated genre of music. I know we talk about the 90s all the time, but 90s slow jams, R&B, just like SWV. I would sing this song all the time. So good. If we made a 90s slow jam playlist, what would we put on it? 702-364-9400.
I was not the biggest slow jam fan, but you couldn't escape it in the 90s, especially when living in Philadelphia in the 90s with Boyz II Men. And oh my gosh, this song right here. It was everywhere, and it was right around the same time as I had my first serious girlfriend.
Sweet
memories.
This will go on there. Let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. We're talking 90s slow jams. What would go on that list?
Oh, definitely Back at One by Brian McKnight.
Oh, gosh. You're like a
dream come true. Yes, so good.
I just, the nostalgia is like killing me right now.
It's
so
funny.
Good.
It does, whether you were into the music or not, it takes you right back to that time frame.
Oh,
you're instantly brought back.
Yeah, 100%. Rocio, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what would you put? 90s slow jam list, what has to go on that list?
Well, I like Soul for Real, Every Little Thing.
Oh, gosh. You're on my mind.
Whoa.
This is one of those songs that it's like you forget about it until you don't. And
yeah.
You're like, I love this song.
Where'd it go? It's back.
I'm putting that on the list. This one, let's talk to Steven. Steven, what do we put on the 90s slow jam list?
Hello. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
Of course. You got to do Janet Jackson's That's the Way Love Goes.
This is a great, great
Janet
list.
Jackson I'm vibing with.
I can see Steph during this whole segment, and she is dancing in her studio right now.
Well, I know, Steph, that you have to have a contribution to this list. What would you put?
I have to go with Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine.
Oh. Remember that video?
Oh, my gosh. And then when Ari came out with that inspiration for this song,
yeah.
It's just so good. So good.
It was such a scandal. Not a scandal, but like Brandy and Monica are on the same song. Oh my gosh. My all-time favorite 90s slow jam is Keith Sweat Twisted. I just will never, ever be sick of this song. It takes me back to such a happy time in my life where I had no problems. My friends and I would go hang out. It was so beautiful.
Carefree time.
Yes.
This is a solid playlist.
Oh, man. If anyone wants me to send it to them, I'm going to put it on Apple Music so you can join the fun.
Yeah. It is now time to win with the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
This is your chance right now to get yourself a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. Coming to T-Mobile Arena in May. Your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. If you get all 10 of them correct, you win the tickets. Caller 20, you get to try your hand at it. We had a winner yesterday, so we're ready for another one. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And we have our contestant on the phone. It is Kristen. Kristen, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We are great. Are you ready to win the Mega Minute?
I am. Oh. Let's do it.
All right. It starts quickly, so get ready.
All right, Kristen, you're playing for these tickets to see Justin Timberlake. You'll have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What astrological sign is represented by a lion?
Pass.
Arachnophobia is a fear of what?
Fighters.
Yes. What time is it if it's a quarter past 1 o'clock?
1:15.
Yes. If you need to jumpstart your car, what car part would need changing or charging?
The battery.
Yes. What Disney movie is about warriors trying to defeat the Huns?
Raya.
No. What brand slogan is easy, breezy, beautiful?
CoverGirl.
Yes. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
What city is known as the City of Brotherly Love?
Pass.
What baseball team did Derek Jeter play for?
Yankees.
Yes. What movie is associated with the quote, "There's no place like home"?
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. What astrological sign is represented by a lion?
Leo.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, Kristen, it was tough. It was tough. The Disney movie about the warriors trying to defeat the Huns was Mulan. Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa. And the City of Brotherly Love is Philadelphia. Kristen, I'm so sorry.
I feel like she got a streak going there at the end. It came back and got that one that she passed on.
Yes.
Just needed like 10 more seconds.
I was feeling good. I was like, okay, she's got this. No problem. You know, sometimes you get off to a slow start. But, man, it was too tough this morning. So that means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets. Tickets to see Justin Timberlake. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on May 10th. And caller 20, you're going. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you are looking to see this morning if you won the Mega Millions jackpot, the answer is probably not. Unless you're listening online in New Jersey. New Jersey has a new billionaire. Someone from New Jersey was lucky enough to have the winning ticket for last night's Mega Millions lottery. The jackpot, $1.13 billion. About 13 people became millionaires, though, by winning the lesser prizes.
That's huge. I would take $1 million. That's life-changing money. Steph won $4 off the tickets we got yesterday because you had what? The Mega Million? You won $4 off the lottery.
I won $4, you guys. It was fun. Nice knowing you. Appreciate you guys having me here on the show. It was fun.
Here's a hypothetical for you that I saw on social media this morning. So would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance at winning $100 billion? Which would you pick? 100% chance of winning $1 million.
Give me $1 million right now.
100%. You're going to get that. Or you have a 75% chance at winning $100 billion.
Look, I'm not greedy. So I will take the 100% chance of getting the $1 million right here, right now. Sign it. JC?
You know, I'm thinking I'm going for the big, I came here to play. I came here to win. I think I would put my hand in that bucket. 75, those are pretty good odds.
Oh.
I passed high school with 75% grades with C's.
I'm taking the 75% chance because there's four of us in our family. One of us is going to win it.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The search and rescue efforts in Baltimore turned into a recovery mission last night at the scene of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six people remain missing who were working on the bridge when a support footing was struck by a container ship, sending the bridge and the workers into the frigid waters below. The Coast Guard said yesterday that they do not believe they're going to find any of those individuals still alive. Investigators quickly determined that the incident was an accident, not an act of terrorism, but that did little to stop the flow of the conspiracy theories that erupted online about the whole tragedy. The president said yesterday he wants the federal government to pay to rebuild the bridge. He says it's going to take some time. A local pilot was at the helm of the ship at the time of the crash, according to the Maryland Department of Transportation.
They had the pilot, the captain of the ship, knew something was wrong, was losing control, and radioed it in. And they had about 100 seconds. There's a 911 audio of reaching out to the police officers to stop the traffic from flowing on each side. And so they had 100, they said 100 seconds to stop the traffic, and they did. So it was such a tragedy. But if they didn't have that 90-second warning, there could be even more cars on that bridge at the time.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing is so tragic. We talked to our friend Jess, who hosts a morning show out in Baltimore yesterday, and just it was a devastating day, not just for the city, but for the whole country. And you could hear in her voice when we talked to her, she was really shaken up. Have you talked to her since, Steph, just to see how she's doing?
Yeah, I reached out to her after the show, just asking how she was doing. And she goes, it's been such a heavy day out in Baltimore. So I know they're still trying to wrap their head around everything, and with the presumed dead too. So it's just really, really tough for the families and everything that they're trying to do to grieve with the city as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was listening to their podcast yesterday, Jess's podcast, and they had some people that on their show that this one lady had left her house. She travels that bridge every single morning. That's her way to work. She left and she forgot something at her house. She stopped her car. She turned around.
Oh, my gosh.
Started to head back. And that's when within a matter of seconds, whatever she forgot, she didn't say what it was, but she turned around to go get it. And because of that, she was not on the bridge or near that area when it happened.
What a blessing in disguise. Mm-hmm. Just forgetting something at home. She saved her life by doing that. Yeah.
You wonder if that has ever happened to you before on things where you avoided something because you were running late. Like so many times I'll beat myself up because I'm so late on something. And then I always try to turn it around in my head. Like maybe you were meant to be late to avoid this or vice versa. If something happens and you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, if only I would have taken the time to do this and I could have avoided that. I always run through those scenarios in my mind.
It's split second. Do you ever think about it in advance? Like you're getting ready to leave and you say to yourself, oh, I left something upstairs. If I grab it, it'll change the trajectory of my route in this morning. But if I don't grab it, it'll send me down this path. Do you ever think of it in advance?
Yeah, but you don't know which path is
the
path.
You can't think of that stuff.
It's impossible. Also, this morning, Costco, they're getting tough on non-members being in their stores. So if you happen to go with a member but aren't one yourself, do not stop by the food area. I guess there's a new sign that someone posted in an Orlando store. Not sure if it is spread to the other Costcos, but it says, effective April 8th, 2024, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court. You can join today. Please see our membership counter for details, blah, blah, blah. Well, the company, they have just been cracking down hard on people sharing their cards with friends and family, which they justify, by saying Costco is able to keep their prices low as possible because of their membership fees. So if everyone is using them, then obviously it's going to cause an issue.
Does anyone know how it works with Instacart? Because I use Instacart every so often, and Instacart has Sam's Club. There's a couple things I get from Sam's Club. I'm not a member, so I'm guessing the person that goes to get the stuff must be a member. But I just noticed over the weekend, Costco is now on Instacart. So can you just go avoid that by just going through Instacart and having the person that has the membership go and get your stuff?
I'm wondering if they're going to crack down on that too. If they're not letting the people who physically walk into the stores do it, why would they let someone do it on Instacart? But like my whole thing is, okay, so let's say, yeah, it is for you. You don't have a membership. The Instacart person, they buy it for you with their membership. You're still making the money, right?
Yeah, it's true. Either way, you're getting the money.
Someone's using it. The Instacart person's not using it. How do you know it's for them or if it's for someone else?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think about these things. My brain works in a weird way. Have you noticed between that and the other what ifs? Like, it's crazy.
And that, as a child, we learned Mercedes could eat an entire watermelon in one sitting, which is just fascinating.
Without the rinds and seeds. I got to make that clear.
Hey, coming up next hour, we have those tickets for you to go see Hootie and the Blowfish right around 8:25.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess I'm selfish. That's Justin Timberlake on Mix 94.1, where you can listen live on the Odyssey app. It's 8 o'clock. sometimes you will hold a grudge against someone. Maybe that grudge lasts a couple of days, maybe a week, maybe a year. Basically, this grudge that you have against a family member has lasted your entire lifetime. What is wrong with you?
At least my brother's entire lifetime. And it pops up in March, every single year, this little grudge pops up in my head. And it involves my sister. Now, I was back home a couple weeks ago, got to see my sister and my family, and it was so nice to see Jenny. And it was funny because it was just Jenny, myself, and my parents. And I was trying to think the last time was just the four of us together hanging out. I couldn't even think of that date. But anyway, so I go back to our childhood, and my mom was pregnant with baby John. And we knew that he was due in March. So my parents and my grandmother created this contest. Whoever can correctly identify or pick John's date of birth would win a prize. And the prize was pretty big. I remember my grandmother put like $50 in. It was a nice cash prize. And I had picked March 30th. I'm locked in on March 30th. And I'll never forget it. We're upstairs after dinner playing in one of the bedrooms. And I told my sister I was thinking about changing to March 31st. And Jenny says, "You should do it. Go tell mom and dad you want to change to March 31st. And so I did. And sure enough, baby John was born on March 30th.
And you missed it.
And I missed it. I missed winning the money because of my sister. She encouraged me to I feel like maybe she knew something. She encouraged me to change from March 30th to March 31st. And because of that, I had it picked.
Why are you blaming it on her, though? You're the one who said initially I was thinking about changing it. Like, you were thinking about it. Why is it her fault? You thought about it.
She was the older, wiser sister, and she probably should have said, "You know what, JC? You locked in your bet. Stick with it. It's going to be fine." But no. Change it. Okay. Down there begging my parents to change the date and to let me do.
Oh, man. Not taking responsibility for your own actions and blaming it on your poor sister who can't defend herself, is not here to defend herself. Or is she?
What?
Jenny!
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute here. I've been shocked by what I've been listening to.
This is JC's sister. Jen, do you prefer to go by Jennifer, right?
You guys can call me Jenny.
Okay,
Jenny is
on the phone. Can you believe this hubbub that your brother is bringing up here over this thing, making it all your fault?
Yeah, no accountability, right?
Right.
No accountability for his decision. The way I remember it, he picked what he thought was the last day of March. Not that bright, because he thought it was the 30th.
I see you get your sense of humor from your mother.
Yes, I think I do. And I think he picked midnight. So then I probably pointed out to him that the 31st was the last day of March, and somehow everything's my fault.
JC didn't even know there were 31 days in March.
No,
and now it's poor Jenny's fault.
Oh my God.
Right. It's my fault because I know how many days are in the year.
I can totally see that happening now. I wanted the last. JC, there's 30. Oh, then I'm going to change it. Darn it.
I have to side with Jenny on this one. I mean, I can see that happening. Look how rational she is. She's just spitting out facts. JC, yeah. you're flying off the handle.
I've held this grudge.
JC, I thought you won. You didn't win it? Like, did no one win?
Did
Dad keep the money?
I think Dad or Grandma or someone kept the money. I didn't get no cash. I remember it was a big jackpot, too. Someone got the money. It wasn't me.
Or me.
Consider that part of your payment on the car of your father's that you ruined while you were there visiting.
Oh, Jenny doesn't know.
Oh.
What?
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Yes.
I see you posting you took it to Rite Aid or something exciting like that.
I did, but here's the deal, Jenny.
Apparently, Jenny doesn't listen to the podcast.
No. No.
Sorry.
No, it's totally fine. I parked the Corvette at Rite Aid, but I parked right next to a curb. And when I backed out, I forgot the curb was there. And I put a massive scratch. In fact, that I think Dad is taking it to Fred Bean's either today or tomorrow to have it repaired.
Did you just pass out immediately when you saw it? Or
surprisingly, they were both very cool with the fact that I put a scratch in his Corvette. I was stunned.
Wow.
I just don't think they'll let you drive it again.
No.
I just think, speaking of grudges, they're not going to let you visit again.
This could snowball, yeah.
Jenny, we love when you come on the show. Please come on more often. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's so nice to talk to you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Hey, don't tell John or Chris or anyone else that I scratched the Corvette. That's now the secret between the four of us.
Oh, just you wait. Wait till he calls in. I'll tell him.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app, and those tickets for you to go see Hootie and the Blowfish are coming up here in just about 7 minutes.
I'm really excited because we have someone very special that is on hold right now that we're going to talk to you in just a second, but before we do that, we got to talk about the end of an era. The Tropicana is closing next week. It is 1950s. It's been around since
57,
then.
Yeah.
And it is closing, the end of an era. The gaming floors are slated to close at 3 a.m. On April 2nd. And the final checkout and the process, all of that is going to happen around noon. So goodbye, Tropicana. Do we know about the implosion or how that's going to work?
They say 90 days
is what I've heard after they close is the expected demolition, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see with that. And with the closing of the Tropicana, that means that a lot of the employees that have worked there for years, they're going to be looking for new jobs. And there's been some great shows at the Tropicana, some iconic shows at the Tropicana, and one of them put on by our friend. And you know him, you love him, Murray Sawchuk. He is on the phone right now. Hey, Murray, how are you?
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
We are great. Tonight's the night. Is tonight your final show?
It is. That is it. After 12 years there, tonight's the last show. And we're loading out tomorrow, and that's the end of an era for us. Isn't that wild?
It's crazy. Talk about your time there and just some of the history of the hotels. You're obviously one of the biggest shows that were there. Follies Bergère was there as well as the hotel. Give us a little bit of the history of the Tropicana and what we're kind of losing now.
It's one of the iconic hotels that made Las Vegas, Las Vegas, you know, along with the Flamingo, which is, of course, still around, and a few others. But people don't realize, you know, that corner right there, that intersection, is the busiest intersection in the United States. Isn't that wild? The Follies Bergère, you know, was there just under 50 years, which was one of the biggest showgirl shows, and the last of the showgirl shows. You know, the last one was, of course, Jubilee at Bally's, you know, which is now the Horseshoe. And people don't realize, if you go into that hotel next week and have a look, if you go to where the box office area is, walk in there, and that area is the old area that the theater used to be in, where the Follies first started.
Oh, wow.
Back in 59. So it's a big, like a rotunda circle area. It doesn't look like much, but you look at it, you can really tell that was actually the old theater. So they had the dinner shows and stuff before they built the big towers. So don't forget, that hotel was only two or three levels high when it first started, you know, like all the hotels were, you know.
So is there anything that you are going to take from the Tropicana when it's your last show as like a piece of memorabilia that you're like, okay, this is coming home with me?
I'm going to take the back tower if I can get that in my truck.
You're a magician. I think you can do it.
I'm going to tie a big rope around the base and give it a yank. No, you know, it's funny. In my home now, I have a couple of things. I have a sign in my living room that says Club Tropicana. And a lot of people don't realize this now because, unfortunately, both of them are gone now. But that hotel was a hotel that started Siegfried and Roy's career. You know, and without Siegfried and Roy, I don't think we'd have seen Cirque du Soleil in this town. Or any of these huge, huge shows, because, you know, they came up with this idea, you know, using a tiger and doing magic the way they did, and also having that spectacle that they started with Steve Wynn over at the Mirage, you know. So, look, what I have this big sign called Club Tropicana. They used to use it in the show where it dropped in a Havana-type number, and they were throwing it out years ago. And once it was outside in the dumpster, the union guys called and said, hey, Murray, this piece in the garbage, once it's in the dumpster, it's public domain. And so I ran down there and got it, and now it's up on my wall. So wow. I tell you, that's enough. It's pretty large.
We're talking to Murray Sawchuk, who will be doing his last show tonight at the Tropicana before it closes next week. Do you have anything special planned for tonight, being that it is the final show there?
Well, you know, a few things. I'm doing my show, of course, my normal show, but my manager, my general manager, Harry Basil, who's a great comedian, he's actually going to do 10 minutes of my show, which is pretty wild because he grew up with Jim Carrey, you know, and Louis Anderson, the Comedy Store, and all that stuff. So that's kind of exciting. And then this last night was funny. I came in for my show, and my wife, Danny, is on the balcony looking over at Murray. There's a scorpion in the shower. You have to come up and get this. I'm like, here we go again. So I drop all my stuff. And I run out there upstairs to get the scorpion out of the shower. And as I open the door, my mom, who lives in Vancouver, Canada, flew in to surprise me.
Oh!
So it was really sweet. She actually completely fooled me, which was pretty hard to do. So
that's
kind of sweet.
Amazing.
That,
awesome.
That is so
oh
sweet.
My gosh.
I love that.
You're like, oh, this scorpion. It's like, mom.
Oh, that is so
yeah,
special.
And she always says Scorpio, never scorpion. So I knew she was talking for real. And I walked up to him like, oh, my God, mom, what are you doing in my bathroom surprising me? So.
Oh, that's amazing.
And look out, mom, there's a scorpion yeah. somewhere in the bathroom, too.
Yeah, exactly. Your mom gets bit by that scorpion. Murray, congratulations on a great run at the Tropicana. We know you have other things coming up. We can't wait to talk to you about that when everything is set in stone and you're able to.
Yes.
But have an amazing final show tonight. It's going to be so special.
Thank you so much, both of you, and have a great morning, and thanks for chatting with me, and I love you both.
All right, see you, buddy. Take it easy.
Bye.
Those tickets for you to go see Hootie and the Blowfish are coming up in 4 minutes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo! Good morning. Thank you.
All right, let's make you a winner. We have these Hootie and the Blowfish tickets for you. Win them before you can buy them tickets. We need you to pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Hufflepuff, Kidney, or Eiffel Tower?
Oh, man. Did you say kidney, like the organ?
Yes, kidney, like the organ.
Let's do that.
Okay, March is National Kidney Month, so these are all different organs in the body, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Mary, 60 seconds on the clock, and you get six correct. You're going to go see Hootie and the Blowfish, and you start now.
You need this organ to think, to do everything, basically.
Your brain.
Yes. This is the organ you need to breathe, inhale.
Your lungs.
Yes. This is the organ that digests your food.
Stomach.
Yes. This is the organ that that is like a filter of everything.
Your liver.
Yes. This is the largest organ. It covers your entire body.
Your skin.
Yes. This is the organ that your urine is in.
Bladder.
Yes. Wow. Mary.
Oh,
yes.
That was already six.
You, yeah. I know. Like, we're so fast. Want to go through all of them? I could go through the rest of them.
Let's do it.
You are amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You're all set, Mary, with these tickets. Win them before you can buy them tickets to go see Hootie and the Blowfish. This is on Saturday, August 24th at the Fountain Blue. So congratulations to you. And we'll have your tickets to go see Hootie and the Blowfish tomorrow morning when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
You should go and love yourself.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Always streaming live on your Odyssey app. I feel like the biggest jerk in the world because of something I did yesterday. I falsely accused someone of doing something. I jumped to a conclusion. I didn't have the facts, and I kind of went off. And you know when you realize you are wrong, and you're just like, oh, man, how do I recover from this? That was my situation.
What happened?
So, yesterday, and I believe it's this way for you, was trash day.
Tuesdays, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just in the kitchen. I'm doing a couple of things. I get a notification. Our alarm system is it's motion activated on certain cameras. There's some cameras that get a lot of movement, so we don't have them activated. But I get notifications on certain cameras when there's movement. And one of them is like on the side of our house that has a direct view of our driveway. And when there's a lot of motion there, I get a notification. So I got a notification that motion was detected. So I pull up the camera on my phone and I see someone at the end of our driveway. The trash and recycling has already come.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had to go get the trash cans, but I haven't gotten them yet. And I see a guy
grabbing our trash cans and walking away with them. So I'm like, what the heck? I run out there and I go, can I help you? And he stops because he's in the process, because they're so big and bulky, of turning around. And he's proceeding to walk up my driveway. He goes, oh, yeah, I just took my... It's one of my neighbors that I didn't recognize.
He was taking the cans in, or I know you have clean trash cans. Do you think he caught him mid-swap? Because some people do that. They've got the dirty trash cans, and they'll take the clean ones and someone else and put their dirty in their house.
His were already up in his driveway. He was doing a favor and taking my trash cans up my
Who does
driveway.
That?
I was like, he goes, oh, he's like, I'm just turning these around. I'm going to take them up and over to your driveway for you. I just took mine up. And I looked at him like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you at first. And he's like, no, no worries. I'm like, I got him. He's like, no, let me take him up. And so I'm walking with him up the driveway. He's like, how you been? I'm Wait, like, was, oh, I felt so bad.
Was your line to him, can I help you?
It was rude. It was, can I help you?
You should have like continued it. Like, seriously, let me help you keep my own trash cans up. You're too kind of a neighbor. Let me help you.
I didn't even recognize that he was one of my neighbors. He's not one that I see very often. And I was just like, such a jerk. Have you ever like falsely accused someone of doing something? I didn't come out and say, why are you stealing my trash
cans? But the tone of, can I help you?
I was
you?
Like,
yeah.
I had an attitude yep. about it. Alicia, you've done the same thing. Have you falsely accused someone of something?
Oh, God, I kind of did it with my child. Like, last year, I get up and I walk into the kitchen and there's pancake powder everywhere and dishes are everywhere. And I just, like, lost it on him, was like, what are you doing? You're making such a huge mess. And he stopped and he looked at me and, like, started to get all, like, teary-eyed. And was like, I was making you breakfast in bed. And I was like, oh.
Oh. My heart nice. Just broke into
jerk.
Run back to bed. Okay. Bring it to me.
I'm like, I'm going to go to the other room and cry in the corner for a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Were they the best pancakes you ever had?
They're always the best pancakes when your kid makes them,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Even if they're burned and still raw on the inside because they don't know you have to wait for the bubbles. It's like, oh, these are delicious. No. I'll eat them. I'm getting salmonella as we speak, but it's okay.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The investigation into Sean Diddy Combs has put a spotlight on a few other celebrities, including Prince Harry.
What?
Yeah, no one's accusing him of anything, but his name did come up in this $30 million lawsuit filed against Diddy by a music producer. He's accusing Diddy of sexual abuse, and in court papers he talked about Diddy's alleged trafficking parties and his access to famous and important people, including Harry. Cuba Gooding Jr. is involved in this. He's being accused in this whole lawsuit of sexual assault. There's a whole thing. I would say if you had the time, go check it out, but don't. It's just like a mess. And all these videos are resurfacing of interviews that Diddy has done in the past. Did you see the ones with him and Usher and him and Justin Bieber when
no,
they were
was
young.
He doing saying things or?
Yeah, he's like, there's Usher who's like a teenager and he's like, yeah, I'd say that he had the best time of his life at our parties and saw some things he probably never saw before. And Usher's just kind of standing there like, ugh. And then there's one of Justin Bieber who's literally a fetus at the time. Uh-huh. And he's like, yeah, he's being exposed to a whole new lifestyle, and Justin Bieber's just kind of standing
there. Blinking like, twice for help me?
Yeah, it's like creepy.
Yeah.
It's really weird to watch that, and why it was something that nobody thought twice of at the time.
It was
and
just
now
it's
we're
acceptable
looking
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you were showing this minor some wild stuff. What were you showing him?
Exactly. He made a comment, I think, about like, being around with ladies that are more mature than him or something. It was like, ew.
Yeah, this is just, I mean, it's disgusting. And it's at least they're finally getting to this and cracking down on this. And if all this stuff is true, taking them down. Homeland Security doesn't come knocking on your door unless they got a reason.
Yeah, they're not just like, hey, I just wanted to check in. How's everything going? You feeling secure?
Yeah. When we're home, want to make sure you're good. Okay, let's put your kids in handcuffs just to be safe.
Have you ever gone to a doctor and got an incorrect diagnosis where they said like it's one thing, it turned out to be not as serious? That's what happened to Halle Berry. Did you hear she was doing this interview with Dr. Jill Biden about menopause and women's health during this Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit. And Halle Berry was talking about how menopause really snuck up on her in a very uncomfortable way. She had just started dating her current boyfriend, and she started experiencing this sharp pain. Just really sharp pain. So she went to the doctor. She goes to her OBGYN. And it was like, why is this happening? Why does this hurt so bad? And her doctor tells her, you have the worst case of herpes I've ever seen in my life. And she's like, wait, what? I don't have herpes. Again, she just started dating her boyfriend, right? So she goes back to him and is like, what the heck? Like, oh my gosh. They both get tested. Everything's negative. And then she realized that that was a symptom of perimenopause, which if you don't know, that's the time before menopause when a woman's body starts going through the natural changes. And that's what it was happening. It was not herpes.
You don't want your doctor to say that you have the worst case of herpes ever.
The worst case of anything.
Yes.
Unless it's like a positive attitude or something like that.
I like how she immediately goes back to the boyfriend. You got some explaining to do.
Okay, this is not going to work out.
I just don't have herpes. I'm not going to say that line because we'll play that again.
What were you saying?
Nothing. I'm done role playing this bit.
Yes. Finally, this morning, have you ever gone to Facebook to look up like an old bully from high school, hoping that their life is not as great after what they did to
old girlfriends, bullies, high school friends? Yes, everyone has done it. Come on, we've all done it.
They did this study, and it spans 50 years, and it found that bullies tend to earn more than the kids they bullied. So your bully is probably making more money than you are, unfortunately. They looked at how their teachers assessed their social and their emotional skills when they were 10. And then they checked back in with those kids when they were in their mid 40s. And in general, the ones who got bullied were making less than the kids who bullied them. So it challenges the idea that bullies eventually do get what they deserve. They don't. They still bully their way into making more money.
So my main bully in high school, his name is Alex. His last name is started. I don't know his last name, so I never looked him up on Facebook. I have to look up as a picture in the yearbook to truly look him up. But the last time I saw him, it was a few years after high school. I was in town, and he was walking by, smoking a cigarette. He had stopped. He was a shorter guy. He just looked disheveled. And I want that to be my last image of him.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see him like nice
successful
in a three-piece suit.
Yes, exactly. I want disheveled Alex smoking a cigarette down on his luck.
My bully, she friended me on social media, and she's all nice to me now. And I'm just like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you even here? But I let her stay because I like to see what she's up to. She is doing well. She has a cool job. She decorates cakes. I like to see her cake creations. But part of me is like, oh, I hope you mess this cake up.
Hope someone gets sick from your cake and sues you. We've been doing this all month. Women That Wow. This is so cool. Spotlighting some amazing women here in Las Vegas.
Yes, and we heard your nominations. People were telling us about our next inductee into this special group, if you will, about just a beautiful community that was created. We are going to introduce you to this woman that wows coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
That's Benson Boone. The song is Beautiful Things. It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
March is Women's History Month, and all all month long, we've been looking at and spotlighting women who absolutely wow us. And I cannot tell you how many nominations we got for this week's Woman That Wows. It's Yvonne Kai Anderson. Hello.
Good morning.
Yvonne, I am so excited to talk to you. Like I told JC, we got so many nominations for you. And it's something little that you did, like literally tiny that you did, that really changed a lot of women's lives. Talk to us about what you created that has had such an impact on women in Southern Nevada.
So in the middle of the pandemic, we decided to create a play group. My son was just a year old, and we were looking for things to do outside with the children. So I started with a small group of kids, about 12, and we've grown the Facebook group to almost 5,000 families now.
And this group is called Tiny Hikes and Adventures, which sounds so adorable. So yes. Cute. And what's the main message of this group?
So the main message of this group is to get out and try to find tiny adventures every day. Like, children don't need a trip to Disney every day. They don't need, you know, anything great or epic or a 10-hour hike. A tiny hike is something that's 30 minutes, 45 minutes. They just need to get out and explore.
Yvonne, I'm looking over some of these nominations, and I just want to read, I mean, there's so many to go over. I just want to read one here from Rose, who says, "We joined this group when my daughter was only 15 months old. We were all isolated and scared, and a lot of us were really struggling with motherhood, especially during a pandemic. This group literally saved my own mental health and gave me a sense of belonging and community." How does it make you feel when you hear moms saying that about you and your group?
I just love that, and I'm so touched. And in so many ways, all of these women that I've met throughout Las Vegas, I would have never met. You know, we maybe never went to the same school. We may never have worked in the same field, but we had this one thing in common, is that we had a child under the age of 5 during the pandemic. And as mothers, we bound together, and, you know, we just really came together as real as we could, you know, no makeup, sweatpants, top bun, you know, kid having a tantrum, juice all over them, and we're still getting together.
I love how it's just a no judgment zone where you can go and be you. And even though the worst of the pandemic is over now, you're still continuing with Tiny Hikes and Adventures.
Yes. So we really created this routine for our kids where if we get up, we get ready, we get dressed, and we go out. We spend some time together with friends, and then we come home by lunch. So we just try to get something in every day, even if it's something small.
I was looking at your Instagram page and scrolling through some pictures, and you have all kinds of activities that you do. I see kids handling snakes and all kinds of pets, and then I swipe through and I see my buddy's kid sitting on a horse through your organization. It's just neat to see your involvement in the community.
Yeah, so another big part of it was for us to engage with local businesses and to try to get our people and our members to know about these places, whether we're looking for a birthday party or we're looking just to do something or a mini field trip, you know, just to support these businesses, you know, during this hard time as well, and to bring them anything, monetary value, Yelp reviews, Google reviews, just a great word of mouth. So, you know, it's all about like letting people know what's out here for kids in this community.
Well, you are a woman that wows, Yvonne. And for that, we want to recognize you. We have a personalized Mercedes in the Morning Women That Wow plaque from H&J Trophies. And our friends at Walker Furniture, they are a huge sponsor of this and just bringing to light those women that are making a difference. And they want to give you a $100 Visa gift card.
Thank you so much.
I'm kind of bummed that it's just for kids under 5 because your adventures look so much fun. I just want to come out and do them too.
Time to start making a baby there, JC.
Wait. Thank you, Yvonne.
You're welcome. Thank you, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.